Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf, share sponsor Lui Nishma Sarim Yakashom and Lehavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara with Beis brings Rabbi Yeshua argued with Beit Shammai to an extent that he says, Boi Shini Midivreichim Beit Shammai. I'm embarrassed with what you said. Then came a Talmud of Beit Shammai and explained to Rabbi Yeshua what Beit Shammai meant. So then Rabbi Yeshua went, finished Tateach al Kivri Beit Shammai. He went to the Kvaros of Beit Shammai. And he said, Na'nesi lechem atzomois Beit Shammai. I misspoke against you, the bones of Beit Shammai. So the Gemara here refers to the bones, to the atzomois of Beit Shammai. We have a very similar Gemara in Yumud Av Chav Beis, because there, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchok misspoke against Shaul HaMelech. So then they showed Rav Nachman Siyuta Bechalmi. They showed him a skier in his dream. And he went and said, Na'nesi lechem atzomos shol v'nkish. The Gemara continues there and says that he still misspoke because he needed to call shol melech Yisrael. So there the Maharsha in Chiddush HaGadol explains, why is he saying the bones of shol? So he says like this, it says, the rekev atzomos kino. Someone who's jealous, his bones are nirkav. They rot, they decompose. So Rav Nachman is saying that don't think that Shaul HaMelech was jealous of David, and that's why he was right of David. Shaul HaMelech had no jealousy because his bones still exist. That's what Maharsha says over there. So we see from here that when we refer to the Atzomois of a Tzaddik, we're referring to the fact that the Atzomois are still there. They're still intact. Rav Reuven of Margolios, in his Sefer Shari Zoya, when he speaks about our Gemara, he sends to the Zoyar in Vayikra Daf Tzayin Amud Beis. And there the Chazal tell us that the Rosho, his Avoinus, are in on his bones, on his Atzomis. And the Tzadik, the Schuyos, his Chusim, his Mitzvahs, are in his bones. Meaning the bones that we have in the Kaver carries in it what the person accomplished during his life. And he sends another Zoyar in Parsha Shlach, that there the Zoyar refers to what's called Havlo Degarmi. And as the Arizal in Shara Gedomus explains, that there is different levels of the Neshama that leaves the body once a person is Nifter. But it always remains in the bones what's called Havlo Degarmi. Havlo Degarmi means the spirit of the bones. This Havlo Degarmi is what remains with the bones while the body is in the caver. And from that spirit, that's when you have Tchiyah Semesim. You have a new Tchiyah coming later. But if you don't have anything left, there's nothing to bring life back to the body. And the Arizal explains that that's where there's some Averis that completely dry up the bones, like someone's Malvi Beribis, who lends with interest. So here it says over there, he's not going to be Kamat Chiyas HaMesim, meaning his bones are completely dried out, and therefore there will be no Chiyus coming out of it. But everybody else has Havla Degarmi, that from there comes life, Lo Hasid Lavi. And this, by the way, we know that there's a concept called Etzem Haluz. There's the bone called the Luz, that from there, the life comes back. Meaning, there's supposed to be something left of the bones, some spiritual aspect left in the bones, that from there, Tchiyas HaMesim can come. So the bones carries somewhat of the life of Adam. And that's what Chazal is telling us in Sefer HaZoyar, that the Rishoyim, that what's left in the bones, carries their Averis. And the Tzaddik, what's left in the bones, carries his mitzvahs, his schusim. Umimele, that's the Lashon. Comes over here, the Gemara, and says that Rabbi Yeshua misspoke against Beit Shammai. He goes to the caver, to the bones, and he says, Na'nesi lachem atzomos Beit Shammai. I misspoke against you, the bones of Beit Shammai. Because bones of Beit Shammai, right now, there's some livelihood that has a discussing that's still here in the caver. That's what he's referring to. That's what he's talking to. To the life that's included in that atzomos, which is right here in the caver. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.